Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
And then the next day, a teammate is on Twitter saying, I'm doing fine. I'm just not getting the ball. How would you react to that as a teammate?
It'd irritate me and piss me off. By the way, you lead the team in drops.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
I mean, real talk.
Yep.
Like, this stuff happens, man. Like, I know that what gets me about it is you'll see stuff like this, and it is it's tucked into this cesspool of junk known as Twitter that so many of us are either forced to be a part of or just whatever. It's become a part of what we're all doing and checking things out. And I do think social media has actually a lot to offer. I also think it's a complete danger zone.
Yep.
So all at the same time. But tucked into that, when that happens, I feel like a lot of people go, oh man, this is an emotional sport and an emotional guy, and a lot of people are coming at him. So, you know, it's not a big deal. Stop making it a big deal. And I'm like, that's what players think. So it is a big deal. It is a big deal. Deebo Samuel this year, I think we could have a healthy conversation about this question. Stop trying to figure out if he's lost a step or if the play calls are right. Just answer this question. Has Deebo been a good teammate this year?
I don't think so. I mean, he seemed to be a little bit mad. He seemed to be angry at the long snapper over a missed field goal. He came at his kicker, and the long snapper got in between the kicker and Deebo, and then he kind of choke pushed him away.
Remember, Kyle Shanahan said Deebo said Tabor overreacted.
Right.
Tabor overreacted, not Deebo.
Right, which, I mean, I take that for almost nothing, because you're not going to, you know, you're not going to go at your highly paid receiver. You're going to throw your long snapper under the bus, and maybe Tabor did overreact. I don't know what was said. We can't really read lips in that moment, but has Deebo been a good teammate? I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. I'm not in the locker room, neither are you, so it's hard to really say that, but I look at what Deebo has done and now what he's tweeted and things he said openly. Doesn't really seem like he's been there for his team.
Do you know what's tough about this? Some of this for me is organic. Deebo Samuel, when he plays, is one of those guys who, when he breaks out into the open or when he breaks a tackle, there's extra juice. A lot of people can break a tackle, but I'd argue, for example, when Christian McCaffrey breaks a tackle, you're like, wow, that guy's really good at football. When Deebo Samuel breaks a tackle, the stadium gets inspired. He's a boombox boy. He is homegrown. We've been watching him do it for a long time. We know in our memory bank that there was a season he seemingly saved by himself. He has been a heart and soul type of a character on this football team. It just feels different when things are going well for him. So when they're not, it's not surprising that a lot of those things are what suffers, like the heart, the soul, the inspiration, that energy that goes through the fan base when something good happens. It's just, it's missing right now. But I think to what you just said, you're not in the locker room, I'm not in the locker room, we're not teammates, we're not 49ers. So I don't know what they think. I don't know what they feel about this situation. But Deebo is starting to move into the second half of his career, and he's developing a podcast. He's in the media a lot more, a lot more. You know, Debo's not someone who used to enjoy that. Now he's in the media a lot more. Although when he's by his locker being talked to by the media, he sort of has that look in his eye, like he's looking at people like, will you go away, please, right now, and I'm going to give you a one-word answer. So I don't know, man. I don't know what all the teammates think and feel about Debo. What Brock just said is that's one of my best friends on the team. I don't know. I don't know if he's bothering his teammates or not.
I'm sure it's bothering them that they have to answer questions about it, answer questions about Debo's tweets. And I know that Debo talked today before practice at his locker. Cam Inman has a story on the Mercury News website, and Debo admits that he's a little frustrated. He's frustrated right now, and I'm sure he's frustrated that they're 6-7, and he's also frustrated that he's not getting the ball. And it's interesting what you said about Debo when he breaks tackles. It's because he plays with such a great amount of violence when he has the football. When he gets the ball, he's looking to not avoid tacklers. He's looking to hurt tacklers. He's looking to run through people and run over people, not run around people. McCaffrey, when he breaks a tackle, it's fun to watch because as he gets to the point of contact, he gets really small. He shrinks his body really tight, and he's able to shake off the effort, and then he kind of widens out again, and boom, the burst, and he's gone. Debo gets it, and he runs with those, I don't want to say weird, choppy steps, but the way he runs, it's a little bit of like a, it's like a shuffle, it's a choppy, it's really quick steps, and he runs with such aggressiveness, and he's got that really big trunk, and he's a thick football player, you know? And so when he goes to get contact, it's fun to watch because defenders get punished. And this year you haven't really seen that from Debo.
Here's Kyle Shanahan on Debo's tweets and getting him the ball.
Debo and I talk every day, so I mean, I understand Debo saying that. Debo wants to help us out, and the only way he helps us out is getting the ball more, and we'd like to get it to him more, and we'll continue to work at that.
Kyle was asked if they would like Debo to keep those thoughts in the building instead of on social media.
Yeah, we'd always love things to stay in-house. That's probably why I don't mess with social media. I'm sure I'd get worked up and stuff, too. If I was reading stuff about myself all the time, then I'd maybe make a tweet or something. Is it a distraction in our building, though? I mean, we've got to answer questions about it. It's the first time I've talked about it is right here. But, I mean, Debo and I see each other every day and talk about stuff every day. So my advice is to not let outside frustrate you because just answering those things isn't going to help you in any way. Usually only hurts you. But as far as like what we deal with in our relationships and our team, it's water under the bridge.
So no big deal, says Kyle. But yes, it'd be better to not do that. It's interesting the way he answered it, though. He's not saying it'd be better to not do that because it's bad for the team. It sounded to me like he's saying it'd be better to not do that, Debo, because it's bad for you.
Yeah, it's also bad for the team. And yeah. He did say that up front. Like, you know, we'd like to always keep that stuff in-house and stuff. And that's what every good team would prefer. But in this day and age of social media and players having their platform, and especially Debo, who is now branching out and, you know, getting on a bunch of podcasts and doing his own thing, he's going to speak his mind. He should. He's allowed to. But when you do something like this, you send out a couple of tweets and then you delete it, it's just going to open yourself up to a certain amount of criticism.
Yeah, but you know what? With all that said, man, you said something interesting a couple minutes ago when you're like, he's admitted that he's frustrated. And this is always the way I've looked at it. And I'm not perfect when it comes to this at all. But how you react when you're frustrated, dude, that says everything. That says everything. That's the hard stuff in life. How do you react when you're frustrated? We've all been there. We've all fumbled in that situation. We all try to learn to be better. That's what ends up happening most of the time. That's why he deleted his tweet. He spent some time breathing and then went back and went, you know what, this isn't worth it. I'm taking this thing down because the comments probably weren't good. And Kyle's right. It only makes it worse when you react to emotion with emotion and all of that. But to me, we got to stop doing the whole like, well, they're frustrated. Well, how you react when you're frustrated is on you. It's on you.
One of the few things you can control.
It's like
is your own emotions, your own feelings, your own reactions.
And I'm not going to be hypocritical to not feel some type of way about Debo right now when I said everything that I said all summer about Brandon. Brandon let all of this get to him. And it was an awful offseason. It was awful. And it starts like this. It's subtle. It starts like this. But where's this going next? What if we get to Christmas, the Niners are eliminated, and somebody writes an article on NBC Sports Bay Area or in the Merc about how Debo probably going to get cut after June 1st. Now what? Now how are you taking the field against the Lions, Debo? Are you moving to the back of the line to make a statement?
Well, those conversations have already begun. The talk about, you know, Debo, and I heard it this morning on the roast about, you know,
about him getting cut?
About Debo.
Well, they've been going since before the draft.
Right, but even with the restructure, you know, you look at this team going forward and you've got Pearsall and Ayuk and you've got Debo and Juwan and, okay, Cowing, sure.
He's on the team. No, but it's a truckload of money in the wide receiver.
And it's a lot of people. And you also have young, inexperienced people in the room. And then you've got Brandon making a bundle and Debo making a bundle and Debo coming up on being 30. I think he'll be 30 next year. He'll be 20. Actually, he'll be 29 in January.
Yeah, exactly.
29 in January. So, you know, next year will be the year in which he turns 30. So these are realities of all football players. And Debo hasn't scored a touchdown for the 49ers since October 10th.
That's
so
crazy.
When he says to Cam Inman, that's 2 months ago today, Cam had the quote, he speaks on his deleted tweet, quote, a little frustrated for sure. So, yeah, I get that. Your team's not winning, and you're not getting the targets you think you should get, and you haven't scored in 2 months. I can see where you're frustrated.
Yeah, right. But do you respond to that by making everybody else frustrated? And I'm not saying that he's necessarily done that, but again, we want you to hear this. Mark Schlereth, offensive lineman, and those guys are cut from a certain cloth. Offensive linemen, because of the position they play, they do not want to hear people talk about me after you win. They just don't. They don't. You know, who came to Jalen Hurts' defense yesterday with A.J. Brown going out? Wasn't an offensive lineman, but it's linemen. Linemen, they're in the trenches getting hit on every play, and they do not want to celebrate wins by seeing teammates on social media going, yeah, but what about me? They don't like it. And listen to Schlereth when we asked him about Debo's tweets.
It irritates me, and it pissed me off. By the way, you lead the team in drops. So, mister, I'm getting along fine. Like, the thing, Debo is a phenomenal football player, and you became who you are because of your versatility, because they could line you up in the backfield. I truly believe that Debo Samuel could line up in the backfield and rush for 1,200 yards as a running back. So they ran you at the running back position. They used you in the jet sweeps, the orbit sweeps. They used you in the screen game, the bubble screen game, the rip and tear screen game. They used you, you know, in a myriad of different ways, the deep overs and everything else. You're built like a fullback. Like, you're an incredible football player, and your versatility has made you a superstar and got you paid millions upon millions of dollars. But that's not good enough, right? Because, what, I'm not being paid as much as Brandon Ayuk, or I want to be an X receiver. I want to be something I'm not. I want to be a real boy. You know, I mean, at some point, accept who the hell you are and be grateful for what they've done in creating a superstar. I don't understand, like, why it's not good enough to be who you are. And what they've done for you is created a, you know, generational wealth. And like, you've worked hard. I get it. I mean, you're a great player, but you're not Justin Jefferson running the X. You know, you're not that guy. So I don't understand where the disconnect comes from. I don't understand the, you know, disappointment. I don't understand. And it always comes from the wide receiver position. Like, at what point did we make these guys so valuable? They're so self-consumed, because it's always one of these guys that feels like, I mean, in Philadelphia, it's AJ Brown. Like, at what point did we overvalue them to the point where they feel like they're above the team? I don't understand. You should make him line up one-on-one and play guard for a whole practice and get a mouthful of Rydell every play and start to understand what other guys have to do for you to even sniff a football. Because it bothers me. And that's one of the things about Kyle Shanahan that I know this to be true: understanding other people's issues and problems. Like, he is so big on that from a coaching standpoint, coach to coach, player to player. You need to understand what other guys have to go through, that other guys have to sacrifice so that you can have some success. And then we're going to pout because we only got three balls thrown to us. We only had two receptions for 22 yards. We've got, what, one TD on the season? So now we're in pouting mode, right? And not that we won a game, that we handled them offensively and being excited for George Kittle and the day he had. And, like, we can't be excited. We got to pout about the lack of production we had. And that amount of selfishness, honestly, it just irritates the piss out of me.
I mean, Schlereth, obviously, that's pretty strong. And I look at it, and we said it yesterday, not a big deal, but it's a deal. Here would be what I would say to Debo if he were sitting here. What did this do for you? That's my only question. It's not you didn't take everybody down. It's not the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. What did this do for you? What did this do for you to go to Twitter and tell everybody you're actually still every bit as good as you used to be, but you're not getting the ball, and you do that after a double-digit, like three touchdown win? What does this do for you?
What do you think he would say to that? I mean, it's just him speaking his truth.
Yep.
I'm just getting my message out.
Oh, I think I actually think he would say, look, I'm feeling frustrated, and in that moment, I chose to respond. But I would also argue that he would admit right now that once he sat down and thought about it and watched what it did, it didn't do anything for it. And I can prove it because he took it down.
Exactly. So your frustration, and you go out there and you tweet, and does that make you feel better? It might make you feel better in the moment, but as you reflect on it, you're still in the same situation. You still aren't getting the ball as much as you want. You still only have one touchdown. You still only have 40 catches on the year. So even though you are frustrated, and maybe that's a way to alleviate some of the frustration, it's a short-term fix.
How about Richard and Gilroy? Hey, Richard, thanks for calling. 888-957-9570. How do you feel about Debo as a teammate this year? Richard, what's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing? So I just wanted to add to or piggyback on your comment, you know, is that I think these athletes at this level kind of dismiss or miss a key word at this level of play, and that's professionalism. Trying having the ability to act like a professional at this level of play is being missed. And I blame maybe social media, maybe this generation with the amount of entitlement these kids feel that they are kind of, entitled to. And I kind of feel like the fact that he deleted the tweet is unacceptable as a professional and needs to take accountability for that. Maybe in plain words, man, I think he's just acting like a big crybaby. That's all I got to say, guys. Thanks.
Richard, thanks for the call. Actually, as far as accountability, as far as what he might say about it, he was asked too. Here's Debo at his locker today to expand about the tweet that he sent.
You care to expand on your feelings or what you wanted to convey with that?
I mean, you read what you read. Sure.
I missed the second part. You read what you read?
No one knows what the second part is.
And the second part is.
Can you play it again?
Yeah, sure.
See if I can catch it.
You care to expand on your feelings or what you wanted to convey with that?
I mean, you read what you read. Sure.
Something for sure. For sure.
That's what I heard.
It ends you read what you read.
For sure. You read what you read.
Well, and then he said, I'm a little frustrated, for sure.
No, I think.
Because that's what Cam Inman had reported that he said.
No, I think he said, you read what you read, and meat should be cooked medium rare, for sure.
Yeah.
I think that's what he said.
Yeah, based on what Cam had tweeted, I think that's the part where he said, I'm a little frustrated, for sure. That's what Cam had reported that he said.
Super easy follow-up question to you read what you read. Why'd you take it down then?
And how do you know what I read? I mean,
well, because that's what he wrote.
Right. You read what you read. Well, I mean, what does that mean? Like, why are you frustrated?
It means he's standing on it.
He didn't really stand on it because you took it down. That's not standing on it.
That's why I said that's the easy follow-up question.
Right.
Yeah. Stand on what you say. Stand on what you do.
And then why'd you take it down?
Well, it's funny that you talk about stand on it playing Draymond Green, because I'm just looking at the Draymond Green podcast and he's saying how he blacked out during the night celebration to Rudy Gobert.
I'm sure
Draymond's saying that he blacked out, so Draymond's not really standing on it.
Stand on it.
Yeah, unless he truly did black out, which I don't believe.
No, but I understand what if you want to accuse him of exaggerating, I think that it was an incredible emotional release.
Sure.
Is what it means.
Like, yeah, and I didn't see the full clip, but I just saw the headline of I blacked out during the night ceremony. So we can all talk about stand on it. And if you tweet something and then you delete it, you're not standing on it. And yes, he's a little frustrated, but if I'm the head coach, I would much rather have him come to me and say, Kyle, I would like it if you could design more plays where I'm the primary. Because well, I mentioned this to you before. You watch the Bears game, and there aren't a lot of plays that were designed where he was the primary.
I still think you and I see this differently as far as what Debo was responding to or what made him send that. This is part of the problem. Just like getting a text message. You can't see the tone behind it. You don't know the tone behind, will you meet me here at 4? Will you meet me here at 4? Hey, would you meet me here at 4? You don't know that when it's words. So I see why you read that. I'm not getting the ball. And you think he's shooting at Purdy and Shanahan. I personally think he's shooting at fans and media. I think that Debo did that because his feelings are hurt, not because his numbers are hurt.
But fans can't get him the ball. So
no, they can't. But he wasn't like
his response was misguided.
Well, my read is when remember what the first part of the tweet is. I'm playing just fine. Like, in other words, he's responding to people who are all saying that he's lost a step.
Right.
That's what I think. I could be wrong, but that's how I read it.
Yeah, I read it to say that he's not getting the ball, and the people who can get him the ball are the coach and the quarterback.
888-957-9570. We have a new cleaned up version of Debo.
Okay.
Here we go.
Care to expand on your feelings or what you wanted to convey with that?
I mean, you read what you read. A little frustrated for sure.
Yeah, you win. A little.
Yeah.
But only a little. A little frustrated for sure.
Right. A little frustrated for sure. I mean, he didn't throw a helmet. He didn't run over and bark at the head coach like we've seen Travis Kelce do with Andy Reid when he did put hands on him.
Yep.
And, you know, you've seen many a wide receiver come off the field and demonstrably throw the arms up and throw the helmet down and make a big scene out of it. He just went to Twitter and tweeted a couple of things and deleted it.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think anybody is pitching this as a big deal, but it is not. I'm with Schlereth. It's not the right thing to do in this situation.